want to talk about the determination of potential evapotranspiration and soil hydraulic properties in a bare soil lysimeter. So a lysimeter is mainly a large soil monolith which is exposed to atmospheric conditions. So if you do some experiments in the laboratory to determine the hydraulic properties, we have controlled at known boundary conditions. However, if you go to the field, our soil hydraulic properties are unknown, but also our upper boundary condition in this sense, so precipitation and potential evapotranspiration. So if we want to deal with evapotranspiration in a numerical model, we use the concept of potential evapotranspiration. And evapotranspiration is represented purely as an externally imposed forcing function, the so-called atmospheric demand. So if we start with an initially wet as a soil profile and we impose a constant evaporation rate, the actual evaporation will equal the potential rate at a certain critical value where it is decreasing with square root of time. So at this critical point, the soil hydraulic conductivity is a limiting factor for the water supply. And this critical value, is model dependent, so sometimes you use a user-defined potential or it is determined iteratively. So the objective of this study is to determine the site-specific potential evaporation with a certain model and the soil hydraulic properties for a bare soil using a numerical model. So we use the Penman equation. It's a physically based model which combines the energy balance with the mass transfer method. So actually it has two terms, a radiation term and an aerodynamic term. The radiation is the net solar radiation minus the soil flux, and the aerodynamic term is composed of the vapor pressure deficit and a wind function. And the wind function is defined like this. You have a parameter as a C in there, and for grass this parameter has a value of 0.27. What I want to be showing in this presentation are two different cases. My first case, I assume that my hydraulic properties are fixed. I measured them in a laboratory and I want to optimize the Penman evaporation model by adjusting this C parameter. And in case two, I also want to optimize my hydraulic parameters. Way, other way around. So this is our experimental setup. We're using working in a bare soil. It's classified as an Arctic lufisol with a silt content of approximately 80%. We're using one soil as a lysimeter with a height of 1 meter and a surface area of 1 square meter. We are measuring the cumulative amount of outflow. We put it on a balance so we can also calculate the actual evaporation, and we had TDR probes in 5 different depths. So at this site we also had a microclimatological station where we measured global radiation, temperature, relative humidity, wind speed and precipitation. So we measured global radiation. We needed as a net radiation, and we calculated it's based on the incoming minus the outgoing waves of radiation. Here I just plotted the precipitation over the time of our measurements. This was around 1,000 days, and this is a quite continuous or distributed precipitation. So we measured the water retention curves in the laboratory. We determined 3 different hydraulic layers, the plow layer, the BT and BV, and we measured on 48 to 56 samples the water retention curve on with the hanging column method or in pressure plates. So we described these functions with, so here black lines, you see a little bit of the variability in these probes. We use the Wangen-Nöschten equation to describe these measurements. The residual water content was kept on zero, and we have the saturated water content, the shape parameters alpha and n. So we measured also the saturated hydraulic conductivity on these small samples, and basically what we see is that the measured saturated hydraulic conductivity is one order of magnitude larger in the plow layer than in the subsoil. So now come to the setup of my simulations. We had a domain of 1 meter 20, included 170 nodes with an irregular grid spacing, with a finer grid size near the soil surface. For one, because we expect there the highest gradients, but also water flow is very sensitive to grid spacing if you consider evaporation. So water flow was simulated, was solved, of the Richards equation was solved with the hydrous model. The boundary condition was precipitation and potential evaporation. We had a lysimeter boundary condition, so seepage phase at the lower boundary. Initial condition was in pressure head, and we started the simulations at the 1st of August, and this was 3 months before the measurement start. So this was 3 months warming up period. We make some assumptions that vapor flow is negligible. We do not consider macropore flow and also no hysteresis. So the inverse optimization, we use the nonlinear parameter estimation package of PEST, which is actually based on the Leffenberg-Marquardt algorithm, and we are minimizing the misfit between the measurements and the simulations by adjusting the parameter factor, including the four parameters of the Wangen-Nöschten equation and the C parameter of the Penman model. So we condition these parameters on cumulative outflow and actual evapotranspiration, the volumetric water content, and the water content measured at 15 bar. So now coming to my results. So I used in case one the measured laboratory of the hydraulic properties measured in the laboratory, and what we see here is the evolution of the cumulative amount of evaporation and outflow in this one lysimeter. I fitted the wind function with a parameter of 0.015. What we see here is that the actual and the potential evaporation are the same, but describe the data as is also the cumulative leachate is doing. That the actual and potential evaporation are equal is quite unusual. And if you look at the fit of the water contents, what we see is that the water content, the measured one, or the simulated, this is the red line in 20, 60, and 1 meter depth, is quite off of the measurements, which are represented as the dots, the black dots. So in case two, we not only optimize the hydraulic properties, not only optimize the Penman equation, but also the hydraulic properties. And for the Penman equation, we get a C value of 0.007. What we see is that this model can describe the measured data, so the evaporation and the leachate, also quite well. If we look at the relative parameter sensitivity, we see that the saturated hydraulic conductivity is most sensitive on these data. So the saturated hydraulic conductivity actually also represents the shape of the hydraulic conductivity function in the dry end. So if you look now at the water content measurements, we see that in these three depths which I picked out, it's a much better agreement between measurements and the fit. If you look here at the relative parameter sensitivity, we see that in each layer the saturated water content is most sensitive. It's of course because it just adjusts where the curve is. What we also see is that the saturated hydraulic conductivity is also sensitive. Comparing the hydraulic properties for both cases, so red is the inverse one, blue is the measured one, and for the water retention curve we see that we get quite good agreement between the measurements in the laboratory and the inversely fitted values, except for the saturated hydraulic conductivity of the plow layer, and this is visualized in this as the next one. So one reason for this is that the measurements were done approximately 3 months after plowing, so we have a coarse structure in the plow layer, and during the experiment, the 3 years experiment, we had no plowing. So this might be a structural artifact. To just conclude, so we have here the Penman equation. If you look at the sum of squared residuals for the lab and the analyzometer, we see that if we simulate both the evaporation and the hydraulic and the hydraulic properties, so we do a better job. Of course, we have more degrees of freedom. One issue was we are measuring the global radiation, but we need the net radiation. So we had to use a model for that. I also compared another empirical model, which is based on the global radiation. And what we see here is, well, this one is giving more or less the same results. So our transformation from global to net radiation was quite okay. So in my last slides, I just plotted the cumulative amount of potential evaporation over time for the Penman equation for grass and the Penman for bare soil compared with the mucking, and as I already told, they're quite the same. So in conclusion, we successfully determined so the site-specific evaporation for a bare soil using Penman's model. So we found for the bare soil we had about 2/3 of the potential evaporation compared to the grass. So we also saw that laboratory experiments of the hydraulic properties were not sufficient for the site-specific adjustment of the potential evaporation. So we had especially a problem with the saturated hydraulic conductivity of the plow layer. This also means that we need information on state variables in the soil, such as water content. And last, we saw that the saturated hydraulic conductivity of the plow layer was the most sensitive parameter with regard to the estimation of potential evaporation, and one should put more emphasis on this parameter if one deals with evaporation. Thank you for your attention.